Welcome back to The Spells We Tell Ourselves, the podcast where we talk about mindset, manifestation, and adding magic into your business and everyday life. I'm your host, Libby. Go ahead and pull up a chair, grab your tarot cards, light a candle, and let's get started. Hello, everyone. We're back. It's been a while. So I'm looking at my Spotify right now, and the last time I published something was 2 months ago. So, yeah, that's where we're at. How are you? How is everybody? How are things? I don't even know if anybody is going to come back to this podcast. I hope you do. I really do, because I'm really excited about coming back to podcasting. I guess for this episode, we're just going to talk updates, because if you follow me on Instagram, then you know that I've made a shift with The Spells We Tell Ourselves. And I'm really, really excited to have this pull to go in this direction. I feel like this is going to be truly amazing and magical. So let's get into it. So The Spells We Tell Ourselves is moving towards a business mentorship model, talking about mindset, manifestation, and adding magic into your business and everyday life. I mean, The Spells We Tell Ourselves has always been about creating your reality based off of words that you say and based off of your mindset. So all of that has been in there. And if you look through past episodes, you will see that there has been a business connection. I am a business owner. I am a business bitch. Like, there was always going to be a component that went into that. And I feel like I'm truly owning it now. Like, I feel like for a long time, I wasn't quite opening into that space that I knew I was capable of. And I've known that I'm capable of doing these things. So for me to finally be in this space of accepting myself and accepting who I am and what I want to be doing and the vision that I have is truly amazing. And I think this has been through my own conversations with my own inner critic. So if you have been looking over what's been going on recently within The Spells We Tell Ourselves, it has been a big push towards the inner critic, intuition, mindset, and manifestation. And these are all topics that we've covered on this before. And I feel like we're really leaning into it now. We are leaning into the idea that there is a voice inside your head, your inner critic, that likes to hold you back. It likes to keep you safe, but it also likes to keep you stagnant. And if you are going to be listening to that, then how are you going to grow as a person? So I think that we are really, really capable of being, of creating this world that we want, creating the business that we want, creating all of these things that we want. And knowing that we are capable of these things and we are capable of growing and we can build the life of our dreams. So if you get into the space where your mindset is saying you can create the life of your dreams, then that's a truly beautiful thing. I think that, you know, just for a long time, I was ignoring it because my own inner critic was acting up and would be like, no, you're terrible at manifesting. And it was like, was I, or was I actually really good at manifesting? I was just looking at it wrong. So for the longest time, I had it in my head that because I was manifesting these big amounts of money and I was looking at it as like, oh, well, it has to be money that I can do anything I want. Like, no, that's not how the universe works. The universe was giving me what I desired. The universe was giving me all of these wonderful things and this support. And I was like, but not like that. And how is that going to be of service? So last month, what ended up happening was I manifested $5,500. That has been my manifestation goal for, I kid you not, 4 months. And I hit it last month. I hit it. But I didn't realize that I was hitting it until probably, let's see, I want to look at a calendar. I didn't realize that I was hitting it until probably April 24th. guys, April 24th is basically the end of the month. It might as well be April 30th at that point. So I was walking around being like, this is the worst month I've had in 8 months. I've only made like, I don't even remember the exact amount because of course I've already burned that journal. This last full moon, like Beltane was wild for me, guys. I will get into that in a minute, but for now, just I already burned that journal. I don't remember how much it was, but I was looking at my journal being like, I haven't made this little of an amount for the past 8 months and this is all I've made. Are you serious? And then a little voice comes into my head. And I think this was intuition. A little voice goes into my head and it says, okay, but what about the money that you just freed up for you and your family to use as your in good faith deposit money for the new house? When I add that money in, it was $5,500, my manifestation amount. So if I hadn't flipped my mindset and perspective of what was going on, then I would have kept on believing that I was a terrible manifester, as my inner critic liked to point out to me. And I would have continued to think that I wasn't hitting my manifestation goals. And now that this happened last month, I really am wondering how many other months did I maybe hit my manifestation goals because of, like, you know, freeing up points from a credit card or getting discounts or this, that, and the other thing. Like, I'm really looking back and reflecting, how many times did my inner critic tell me I was terrible at manifesting when in reality I was manifesting my reality and the reality that I wanted and the business that I wanted? So when I realized that, two events happened and they happened pretty much within 24 hours of each other. So I had that manifestation realization and I was kind of like, huh, nice. I actually did it. And then I was like, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this with people. But if you follow me on my other account, LibbyDuffy_, then you know that I've switched mostly to coaching with moms in business. So that isn't really the place for me to talk about manifestations. I mean, like, I can, because I can do whatever I want on my business and it's still going to be amazing. But it's not really what that track is geared towards. So I had this thought in my head, like, I want to talk about this. Where can I talk about this? And then I was teaching yoga at the studio that I teach at once a week here near where I live. And I started thinking, this place is wonderful because I always get really amazing post-Savasana thoughts. So during Savasana, I was sitting there meditating while everybody was laying down doing their Savasana. And I was meditating and the idea came into my head to start talking about the inner critic. And I know I've talked about the inner critic before on here. I've talked about it before on my other account. I've talked about it in multiple places, but I wanted to talk about it again. I wanted to talk about how the inner critic will make you believe things if you are not willing to open your mind. So, okay, let's say that again. Your inner critic will make you believe things if you are not willing to change your perspective and flip your mindset. If you are going to be willing to change your mindset and look at things from a different perspective, i.e., you manifested the amount of money that you wanted, but because you couldn't use it for what you had originally wrote down in your abundance journal, then it doesn't count. When you flip your perspective of being like, no, that's still money coming into my account. That's still an unexpected amount of money that is hitting my account. Yeah, am I a little butthurt because I'm not going to be able to use it to get a facial or to buy that new bag that I want? Yeah, I'm a little butthurt about that. I'm not going to deny that. But I still hit my manifestation goal. I flipped my mindset and shut my inner critic the hell up. So that's kind of the background for why the spells we tell ourselves has flipped into a different niche, I guess. I really want to work with other spiritual entrepreneurs who are maybe going through the same thing of like, shit, why can't I manifest this? Why can't I do this? Why isn't my business successful? Why this? Why that? And it's like, okay, well, is it not successful? Are you not manifesting it? Or is your inner critic just making you think that you suck for no reason? So that is the background. That is why The Spells We Tell Ourselves has flipped. If you are listening to this and you are new here, or if you are a previous listener, I am so grateful that you are here and I'm so grateful to have you back. If you could just let me know some topics around mindset, manifestation, and magical entrepreneurship that you would be interested in hearing about, I would love to hear that from you. Next up, if you could go... Excuse me, I'm sorry. If you could go follow me on The Spells We Tell Ourselves on Instagram, that would be so super fun. Because I am going to be pushing more specific manifestation and business mentorship on The Spells We Tell Ourselves. And then Libby Duffy _ is going to be specifically for moms in business and nervous system regulation for moms in business. So those are going to be the two tracks going forward, and I really am excited to have it structured out this way, because for a while I felt like I was not honoring both sides of me, both the spiritual entrepreneur and the mom entrepreneur. I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time talking apparently. Oh, I was going to tell you about my Beltane. So Beltane, May Day, whatever you want to call it, was really like a reset for me. It was truly great. Because I got this Savasana thought, which on my yoga class was on the 30th. So literally the last day of April, I had that Savasana thought of doing inner critic. And I was kind of like, my intuition is back, because for a long time it felt like my spirituality and my intuition was fading and there was something missing. And then I got that and I was like, all right, well, I have to lean back more into the spiritual. I have to lean back more into the manifestation. I have to come back to The Spells We Tell Ourselves. I was originally going to be coming on here to record an episode saying goodbye to you guys, but because of Beltane, because of that Savasana thought, because of those experiences that I have had within the past couple of weeks, I'm like, no, I need to come back to the spiritual. I need to remember that, and this is something that I say all the time in my content on Libby Duffy _ for mompreneurs, you are more than just a mom. You are a multifaceted human being. You are more than just an entrepreneur. You are more than just a tarot reader. You are more than just a yoga teacher. Like, we are all of these multiple things where we can do so much. But when we put all of our energy into one area, we can lose sight of the truly multifaceted, multi-passionate people that we are. So for a while, I was leaning solely into, no, just moms in business. No, just moms in business. Just moms in business. Just nervous system regulation. And like, I love nervous system regulation. You guys will not escape neurology during season 2 of The Spells We Tell Ourselves. I promise you that. We will still be talking about the brain. We all know how much I love it. But because I was so focused on that, I wasn't nurturing the spiritual side of me. And I think it's important for us to remember that there are these things that truly help our mindsets and help us grow and help us be the people that we all know that we are. So I wanted to have essentially two sides of my business, the spiritual and the mom, because I am both things. I'm all things. I'm a child of the universe. One of my cards for the theme of May is actually the magician. Magician being the trusting that your inner magic mirrors the magic of the universe. you are a part of the universe and the universe is within you. So that is the theme of which we are going for the month. Honestly, for the rest of the year. Trust your inner magic. Trust your voice. Trust that you can manifest the hell out of whatever you want if you can get your inner critic under control. All right, guys, that is where I'm going to leave you for this week. I will be back next week and we are going to do, I know I've done this topic in the past, but I recently had a conversation with somebody about this, and so I want to revisit it. We're going to have another episode next week about, is it your inner critic or is it intuition? So get ready. It's going to be great. Bye, everyone.